There's a Liverpool fan, a guy called John McCaffrey, who has launched a campaign, an online petition to get Hicks out. Lots of people supporting it, and so far one person not in agreement. That person happens to be Tom Hicks himself, and he did nothing more than call John McCaffrey out of the blue to have a chat with him. And we caught up with the man himself this morning when he was at the airport ready to fly out. And here's what Phil had to say to him.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, mate.
You're not flying out of the country because Tom Hicks rang you, are you?
No, I'm not flying. Hey, mate, I wish I was flying out to see him, mate, face to face. Because that's what I want at the end of the day. You know, we need some answers off him.
Let's just remind people what happened. You've set up a website, and the website is to get a petition to ask Mr. Hicks to walk away from Liverpool Football Club. The phone rings at your house in Skelmersdale, and surprise, surprise, it's much your amazement, it's Tom Hicks on the line.
It is. It's Mr. Hicks on the line, and he's not happy about the petition at the end of the day, mate, to be honest with you. He asked me what I was playing at and why I was doing it. And, you know, I told him Liverpool Football Club's had enough. We've had enough hurt and pain in the past year. We welcomed you with open arms. You promised us the world, basically, and provided nothing.
One question would be, how on earth did he get your phone number?
Well, you know more than me at the end of the day.
So you don't know how he got your number?
No idea.
Well, what was there anybody else there in the house when the phone rang?
Yeah, there was my mother and father. They were in the house. It was on loudspeaker, and they heard everything that was going on.
So how long did you speak to him for then, John?
It was about half an hour. He was on the phone for. He was trying to tell me about the ground, about the new stadium, the situation at the minute. He's told me that George Gillette and himself, the situation has become untenable. They can't talk anymore. He told me the new stadium is being delayed till the autumn.
Did he ask you to, you know, stop the petition and, you know, be his best buddy? Or was he trying to change your mind or just find out where you were coming from?
He was trying to change my mind, trying to get me to stop the petition, you know. He said, at the end of the day, it's my football club. And I put it to him, it's not your football club, it's half your football club. George Gillette owns the other half.
But he will never own the spirit of the club then, possibly?
No, he'll never own the spirit of the club. He doesn't understand how Liverpool Football Club run always has been. It's a family-orientated club. We have the best fans in the world. You know, the support at Anfield's great. The fans stick together. And, you know, you can't ask for much more than that. And it's getting unbearable now. You know, our dirty linen's never been washed in public. It never has been at Liverpool, and now it is being washed.
So it's entirely coincidental that you're leaving the country?
I'm leaving the country on holiday. but many people can get in touch with me about the campaign. I've set a different phone up, you know. People can get in touch with me, and I'll still be playing a big part in it.
So what's the best way of getting in to find out more about the petition, and if they want to get involved, how can they do that, John?
You can either go on the website, ipetitions.com/Hicks out. You can email me on jscouser9999@aol.com. And I also have my mobile number if people have any concerns or queries, which is 07849 351 330.
Now we won't have to ask how Tom Hicks gets your phone number because the whole wide world knows.
No, mate, people, I'm happy to answer any questions people may have.
All right, John, well, I know you're about to catch a plane, so I won't keep you any longer. Thanks for talking to us this morning. We'll find out whether the situation has changed, improved or got worse by the time you get back.
Yeah, let's hope he's gone by the time I get back, mate.
Cheers, John. Thanks very much indeed.
Bye.
John McCaffrey, who's the founder of that petition online, and obviously you understand where he's coming from. He wants Tom Hicks out, but he was very surprised when the phone rang in his home in Skelmersdale, and there was Mr. Hicks on the line.